This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So we had another train derailment. One person has been injured and has needed medical attention, but it seems like we get a lot of these, don't we? A lot of train derailments. All crew members aboard the BNSF railway freight train are accounted for. One had to receive medical attention, but a train derailed in Wisconsin near the Mississippi River. Now, two rail cars fell into the water. This occurred near DeSoto around 12:15 p.m. local time. Two rail cars ended up in the river but washed ashore. Hazardous materials believed to be batteries on board, but they have been contained and they do not pose a threat to the public. Two of the three locomotives are an unknown number of cars carrying freight of all kinds are reported to be derailed on the quote-unquote bluff side of the Mississippi River, according to the railroad statement. They said the main track is blocked in both directions and an estimated time for reopening the track is not available. Just seems to me like every week we're having some issue. All crew members, thank God, are accounted for. One did have to receive medical evaluation. Local first responders are on site. So, video of the records, you could see the cargo boxes along the railway and in the river. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has tweeted that he's monitoring the situation and was getting regular updates from the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. So, you know, I've seen enough movies where if a person wants to hurt us, they hijack the train, or they make the train derail, or they make the train leak their contents. You know, if there's any silver lining to this, you know, maybe Pete Buttigieg and whoever is running the Department of Transportation may kind of see this as a wake-up call, going, we're in trouble here. I mean, what happened in Palestine, Ohio, should never have happened and should never happen again. And it shows how vulnerable our cities are if a train driving through them has material that can hurt people, wildlife, property values. And we've been ignoring it because we go, well, the trains are going so fast. So, yeah, they could carry the stuff, but they're just going to go to their destination, so it'll be okay. See, I've been speaking out about this type of stuff because I live in Nevada. And so for decades, people have said, we need Nevada to hold the nuclear waste for the country. I'm like, really? No, thank you. who said? I'm going to pass on that one. And everybody says it's safe. It's going to be in the trains or the trucks. It's going to get to its destination. It'll be in a facility. And I keep asking, and I've been asking this for years, but what happens if they're driving through the city when something happens? Okay? They have to drive through cities because that's where the freeways are or the trains are. Now, where I used to work, you always had to, when you left work, if you didn't time it right, wait for the train. Because a railroad went right through the city. You know, when your city grows as fast as it has been, the railroad that used to be on the outskirts is now smack in the center. So the freeways are through the center of the city. I live near a freeway. The railroads. So in 2022, there were more than 1,000 train derailments in the U.S. There was at least, I think, the country is averaging 3 derailments a day. Okay, that's kind of ridiculous if you ask me. Let me see where we are for 2023. Let me see if I have the numbers. I thought we were already in the hundreds. Let me see. Let me see. Unfortunately, I don't think I have our numbers yet for this year. You'd think we could just count. Yeah. But they're saying we average anywhere from 1,100 to 1,700 train derailments a year. Okay, that's a problem. The Bureau of Transportation Statistics records 54,539 train derailments between 1990 and 2021, an average of 1,704 a year. Now, the fatality rates are low. We average 4 deaths per year over the same period. But how, in the year 2023, do we not have our rail system improved? I mean, to me, that's just as ridiculous hearing about bridge collapses. Okay, all of our bridges should be up to code. All of our railways should be up to code. Okay, we shouldn't be having somebody ride a train that isn't trained or is high or is over speeding, speeding around a curve. Okay, these are things that the science has been tested. This is something we should have down by now. But if we're having an average of 1,700 train derailments a year, okay, that shows we're pretty vulnerable because the trains are not always bringing IKEA furniture. The trains are usually transporting things that they can't transport on a plane or they can't transport other means. And we have a big country. We have to rely on our train system. I'm very grateful. I'm grateful for anybody in the train industry for what they do. But somebody in the Department of Transportation better make sure that all railroad standards are being met and safety checks and everything being done. And if these are flukes, what is the fluke that's happening 1,700 times a year? We don't want individuals who work for railroads to be hurt, and we don't want cities where this stuff is being shipped through being decimated. Now, Palestine, Ohio is still going to live and they're still going to do fine, but we're still worried about what the after effects could be. And the property values. People are not going to be looking for a home in Palestine, Ohio these days. Not cool. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And big thanks to Daniel, our producer. All right. So, COVID vaccine is still mandated for some. So, we're being told that if a traveler is entering the country, they still need to get a COVID vaccine. The CDC announced that they are updating the policy on the mandate, but they're not going to drop it. The U.S. is allowing travelers into the country that have received at least one vaccination dose on or after August 16, 2022. They will still allow people in who had received at least two doses before this date. So, those of us that kind of, I think, were vaccinated in 2021 would still be okay. Now, these are travelers coming into the country, but I believe these are travelers that are international. I don't think necessarily these have to be U.S. citizens, so it's still a little confusing.
A handful of countries will still require visitors to have received a COVID vaccine to gain entry into their country, such as Angola and Indonesia. So our travel and the international travel does not seem to be necessarily catching up with current science. So the vaccines that were given in 2021, and I'm very grateful for the Trump and Biden administration for rolling them out, those vaccines don't necessarily work as well, and in fact, we're not advocating for them as boosters anymore. The CDC has now changed to, if you're going to do a booster, do the bivalent, the newer one, with the Omicron BA4, BA5, plus the wild type. So the bivalent vaccines are covering Omicron variant subtypes as well as the previous one, even though studies have shown they're both fairly effective to the same level. The companies are starting to stop the older vaccine as they have developed the new one. It's a money thing. And a 2022 paper from the New England Journal of Medicine found that protection against the Omicron injection sparked by COVID vaccines faded to 9% within 25 weeks of getting the shot if it was the Pfizer one. So if your protection drops after a few months, you know, if their guidance, and I don't want to, you know, wake the sleeping giant, but if their guidance is, well, you had to have a shot, you know, a couple years ago, or you had to have your series a couple years ago, I just don't know if that's actually realistic. You know, we have from the beginning said the mandate doesn't make any sense, because then they're going to have to mandate every single 6 months. Nobody's going to do that. Already we've seen less than, what, 13% of the population get boosters? Just not a popular thing. So what I do understand is if we are having people come into this country, we make sure they have a screening done to make sure they're not bringing in communicable diseases. So tuberculosis, for example, I think is huge. Now, going in and out of customs, I've gone in and out of customs. Nobody asks if I'm coughing up anything with blood. Nobody asks if I've been losing weight. Well, I don't look like I'm losing weight. Nobody asks if I have a bad cough or a fever or a... Maybe they should. What about somebody coming in with pneumonia? Somebody coming in with COVID? So asking, was I vaccinated a couple years ago? Well, yeah, but that does, you know, I've still had COVID since. So, you know, I'm not exactly sure what's going on. I do agree that just like we used to do with Ellis Island, we want to make sure that if people are coming into the country, they're not coming in where we have to take on their medical issues. You know, if they have a physician and they have medical coverage where they're from, you know, they'll be well before you come here and get other people sick. It would also be nice to know that they were vaccinated for polio. It would be nice if they were vaccinated for other diseases as well. But we're not doing that. We're not, you know, it's just random with the COVID. And so I don't know. I think it's more political, and it just doesn't make as much sense. And they it's nice if people are vaccinated for COVID, but there's so many other things that we need to make sure are not coming into this country, like Ebola, like H5N1, that I'd like to see a better screening process. That's just me. So this was interesting. Many of you have showed me this headline where Dr. Anthony Fauci had said the policies of COVID vaccine mandates were counterproductive and turned vaccine skeptics off rather than gain their favor. Now, as you know, Dr. Fauci has retired. He was a part of multiple administrations, both Trump's and Biden's, throughout the vaccine rollout. Made a lot of money. He didn't necessarily make the policy, but he offered medical advice, and he supported vaccine mandates. He also flip-flopped on the masks, whereas what he originally said with the masks was 100% on. You know, the masks are these types of masks that you guys are wearing are probably not going to protect you against the pathogen like we usually use in the medical settings, those sort of masks, but it's a barrier, so, you know, if you want. But once it got political, yeah, he wanted to keep his job.
And so a lot of us doctors are like, well, wait a second. What's he saying now? I mean, we medical doctors, we might differ on opinions, but there's a logic and there's a science that we're supposed to follow. So, yeah, a lot of physicians were very, very frustrated with how Fauci proceeded with this. And the mandates made no sense. And I had said early on that if you force this vaccine, you not only are going to make people skeptical and distrusting, but you're also going to now have parents think twice about the pediatric vaccines that they've been giving their kids. You really woke up the sleeping giant, opened a Pandora's box, whatever the metaphor is, and you really messed with public health. If Ebola comes our way and we really need to vaccinate against that sucker, who's going to do it? People are going to say, forget it. I'm going to take my chances until they see people dying of it, and then some of them might get scared, some of them might not. So, the first time I heard somebody say, if you get the COVID vaccine, you're not going to get COVID, that's a lie. You could still get COVID from the vaccine, even if vaccinated. Well, if you get the COVID vaccine, you're not going to spread it to other people, so that's why we need to kick non-vaccinated people out of the school, out of the restaurant, out of work, out of the military. That's not true. Vaccinated people were giving it to each other as well. And then you forgot about all the liars. People were lying. People got fake cards and they lied about having it. So you're not going to have, especially since COVID was not, you know, we weren't ground zero for COVID. By the time we found out about it, it was already all over the United States. We might have heard and tested the first few cases in Washington and Seattle, but I was seeing people sick in November of 2019 who were negative for flu and had similar symptoms to what we now call COVID. So once it was already all over the United States, we could have already told you guys that won't work. So Dr. Fauci has admitted that the vaccine mandates backfired. So so now what? What are we going to do? Dr. Fauci told the New York Times, man, I think almost paradoxically, you had people who were on the fence about getting vaccinated thinking, why are they forcing me to do this? And that sometimes beautiful independent streak in our country becomes counterproductive. So it was. The thing that garnered a lot of mistrust is when they started to use illogic. You know, I told you it would have been much more convincing to say, hey guys, look, we're not going to force it, okay? This is a vaccine. The technology has been around for multiple decades, but this is a brand new vaccine. This is how it works. This is why we think it works. We think it's safe, and we public officials are going to get it. But we're not going to force it. That would have been much more convincing then don't question the science. That's misinformation. You're a MAGA Republican if you're questioning, although many of my liberal friends were afraid of getting the vaccine because of side effects. And so once they started to vilify and name call, I knew we were screwed, that nobody's going to trust another vaccine campaign. So now we're starting to see numbers drop in terms of kids getting their vaccinations. There's the parents are like, you know what? Maybe I shouldn't trust any of it. And I'm kind of nervous about that because I really do believe that we have fantastic tools to fight infectious disease. But when public officials don't make a lot of sense and lie to the public, that, no one's going to trust them. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. It won't be a record, but it will be close as the Mississippi River continues to rise.
From Combahance to Dubuque, the crests that we're expecting are going to be the third highest crest on record, surpassing the flood of 93.
National Weather Service hydrologist Matt Wilson on the river level around the Quad Cities. The Mississippi flooding's not from big rainfall, but from the big snowfall starting to melt. That's also the situation in California's Sierra Nevadas, leading to a rare closure of Yosemite National Park starting tonight. Three soldiers are dead, a fourth hospitalized after two Army Apache helicopters collided in flight yesterday in Alaska. Today's your last chance to vote on who will enter the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame this year. Among the nominees, George Michael, Cyndi Lauper, Iron Maiden, Warren Zevon, The Spinners, Sheryl Crow, and Kate Bush. You can vote online. Rich Johnson, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
It does not mean you have to take this pill. Just because there's a pill that exists doesn't mean you have to take it. So the FDA has approved, finally, the first fecal transplant pill. It's made from healthy bacteria found from our poop. It's exciting stuff. I'm really excited about it. Why would I be so excited about a poo-poo pill? I'm excited about a poo-poo pill because we have a slew of gut issues in this country, and some of these infections we just can't get these people to heal. And one of my very first years on air, I was talking about how a woman had Clostridium difficile infection from either multiple antibiotics or her immune system, and she just kept having pain, diarrhea, weight loss and just wasn't getting better. So the doctor took her husband's stool, made sure there was no STDs, HIV, and then whatever, and gave her her husband's stool. And she got better. Now, I remember telling you guys this back in 2009 because one of my listeners wrote me saying that didn't happen. There is no way. What kind of a story is that? And I actually sent them the link of the story. Yes, that did happen. So we've been actually, even before I went on air, we have in the medical community been looking at fecal transplants. This, using a healthy gut microbiome to fight a gut infection is something that has been, I think for decades, been practiced. It's just, we need to have a pill, or we need to have a medium or a method that is safe. There are pills you could swallow that will not be capsule won't dissolve until it gets to where it needs to within the intestine. There's also enema types, but to do a fecal transplant, you can't just put it in rectally. You gotta get it in the earlier part of either the colon, or if you need to change gut microbiome within the intestine, so it's gotta be higher. So this new treatment is from Sirius Therapeutics. It provides a simpler, rigorously tested version, according to Fox News, of stool-based procedures that some medical specialists have used for more than a decade to help patients. The FDA cleared the capsules for anybody over 18 and older who face risk from repeated infections with Clostridium difficile. Now, Clostridium difficile is a bacteria that takes advantage. It's an opportunistic infection, especially after getting antibiotics. And it takes advantage of a not ideal gut microbiome. It causes nausea, cramping, diarrhea. And it's very dangerous. It kills 15,000 to 30,000 people a year. Even though there are antibiotics, the antibiotics destroy some of the good bacteria that live in the gut, so C. diff could come back. These new capsules are approved for patients who have already been treated but failed treatment. So this isn't first line. More than 10 years ago, some doctors began reporting success of fecal transplants from a healthy donor. See? That's what I'm telling you. The FDA approved the first pharmaceutical-grade version of the treatment last year from Ferring Pharmaceuticals, but the company's product had to be delivered by the rectum. Cambridge, Massachusetts-based Seres will market the drug as less invasive. It's going to be sold under the name VAUST and comes as a regimen of four daily capsules taken for three consecutive days. And my guess is they won't be brown. I think they're going to color it a little differently. Both of the recent FDA approvals are the product of years of research looking at microbiome, bacteria, viruses, fungi that live in the gut. Currently, most fecal transplants are provided by a network of stool banks that have popped up at medical institutions and hospitals across the country. So I know some of you guys are looking to donate, you know, blood or sperm and make money. I wonder if you could donate stool. That could be, man, I would be rich. So they say the availability of new FDA-approved options is expected to decrease demand for donations from stool banks, although some plan to stay open. A stool bank. I would not want to be the one that goes into the vault of that one. Open Biome is the largest stool bank in the U.S. It will keep serving patients who aren't eligible for the FDA products like kids and adults with treatment-resistant cases. It has supplied more than 65,000 stool samples for C. diff patients since 2013. So Dr. Majdi Osman, the group's medical chief officer, says Open Biome is committed to maintaining safe access to fecal transplantation for these patients as a vital last line of defense. Open Biome's standard stool treatment costs less than $1,700, is typically delivered as a frozen solution within days of ordering. Now, people are asking, well, how much does this poop cost? What does the blank cost? Well, we don't know yet. You know, my guess is something like this is really in high demand. So, yeah. Now, when that story broke a while back, some of you asked, you know, should I got issues, should I just take my husband's poop out of the toilet? No. No. This is something that has to be medically grade, medically clean. Keep in mind, stool has bacteria. All right, when we do these, we make sure that some of the pathogenic E. coli isn't in there. You could have E. coli, but we don't want the Shiga toxin, the one that can cause hemolytic uremic syndrome. You know, it is tested and cleaned and, yeah. So apparently Ceres will co-market the treatment. Don't laugh, I'm not making this up, but Ceres is going to co-market the poop pill with Swiss food giant Nestle. Yes, Nestle chocolate. They're going to split the profits. Ceres will receive a $125 million milestone payment from Nestle in connection with the FDA approval. Now, I'm not saying it's going to be a chocolate pill. Isn't there an Ex-Lax that looked like chocolate? When I was a kid, I kept asking my mom for Ex-Lax. And my mom didn't understand why. She's like, did you poop? And I go, doesn't matter if I pooped. I want Ex-Lax. It looks yummy. And she's like, no, you can't have that. It's going to make you poop. But it looked like chocolate. And you saw the commercials of the woman taking a little baby bit square and eating it. And I'm like, oh, that looks so good. So that would be smart if they're making it look like chocolate. Because, man, I'll eat a whole bar of that. So the FDA is warning consumers about the risk of potential infections from fecal transplants. Some people might be doing it themselves. Apparently there's videos and websites showing how to do your own fecal transplant. Do not do that. We have to purify. We have to go through a very clean process. So the company starts with stool provided by donors, screen them for health risks and conditions, then they test them for viruses, infections, and parasites. You don't want to get worms from somebody else. Then the company processes the samples to remove the waste, isolates the healthy bacteria, and kills any other lingering organisms. Thousands of capsules can be made from each stool sample, making it a more efficient process than current fecal transplants. The FDA warned in its approval announcement that the drug still can carry a risk of transmitting infectious agents. And remember, the drug is called VOWST. The other thing, too, is it could contain food allergens. So let's say you're allergic to peanuts. They have to make sure that that person didn't eat any peanuts. Because if so, you're getting it in your body, and then you could have an allergy. You know, there might be people that have religious dietary issues. So let's say you're Jewish and you can't have pork or shellfish. You have to make sure that whoever did that, gives that to you, didn't have any pork or shellfish, if you're that religious. Me, I don't care. You know, I'll tell you, whatever Matisha needs, Matisha gets. So the FDA approved the treatment based on a 180-patient study in which nearly 88% of patients taking the capsule did not have reinfection after 8 weeks, compared to 60% who received the dummy pills. But there were side effects like abdominal pain, swelling, constipation, and diarrhea. All right. 1-877-DOLLY, don't go away.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702 562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I'm glad I'm a doctor and not a lawyer. I don't even know how I would be able to practice law in this era where there's a lot of bias. If you're right-leaning, you seem to be, you know, going to judges that are more right-leaning. If you're left-leaning, you use judges that are more left-leaning. And then I'm still blown away at how we have conservative and liberal judges. It's fascinating to me. But the law is really being tested on things. You know, you would think, well, you know, I mean, how many more laws need to be debated? How come we keep debating First Amendment, freedom of speech? It should be a given. You have freedom of speech. You should be able to say, you know, anything, you know, that you should be able to be free to practice a religion, a political party, without there being any obstruction. You just can't scream fire in a crowded theater. I mean, it seems pretty simple. Well, now we have the issue of the Let's Go Brandon sweatshirt. So I don't know if you guys heard about this, but students are suing their school district in Michigan because they wanted to wear the Let's Go Brandon sweatshirt, and they were told they couldn't. Now, do you guys remember what the Let's Go Brandon was? Let's Go Brandon is a very, very cleaned up version of an expletive Joe Biden. And I guess this was during, was it one of the Talladega races, where they were interviewing a Alabama driver, Brandon Brown. And while this was like October 2021, and while he was there and being interviewed by the reporter, there were people in the background screaming blank, the F word, Joe Biden. And they were clapping. They would say it and clap. Well, you know, Brandon is trying to just get through the interview, right? And again, he kind of giggles a little bit. And the reporter, because this is live and it's coming through, she tried to, you know, and like a lot of us do on air to cover up things that might not be appropriate, she said, look at that. They're saying, let's go, Brandon, right? Well, the fans were not shouting, let's go, Brandon. And I think Brandon even giggled a little bit when she said that. But since then, we've seen kids, right, when they, you know, start your engines, one kid got on the microphone saying, let's go, Brandon. And now let's go, Brandon has been a phrase that is equitable to being something anti-Joe Biden. So it is a political phrase. Now, the First Amendment protects us, right? But these were middle schoolers, and the school district said that the sweatshirts were vulgar. And because they said the sweatshirts were vulgar, it had the right to prohibit such material. So now the courts are going to have to decide if Let's Go Brandon is vulgar. The vulgarity would be what the audience was saying, and the Let's Go Brandon was the cover-up for that. But if the sweatshirt just says, Let's Go Brandon, then is that vulgar? So the middle schools argue that they have a right to protest the President of the United States. The school district maintains that the sweatshirts are vulgar. So the parents and their lawyers say criticism of the President is core political speech protected by the First Amendment. It's according to attorney Connor Fitzpatrick. Whether it's a Biden sticker, Let's Go Brandon sweatshirt, or gay pride t-shirt, schools can't pick and choose which political beliefs students can express. Fitzpatrick is an attorney with the Foundation for Individual Rights and Expression. He filed a lawsuit Tuesday in U.S. District Court in Grand Rapids, Michigan, against the Tri-County area schools on behalf of two brothers and their mother who argue that the students' constitutional rights were violated. The school district is in western Michigan, about 30 miles north of Grand Rapids. So the lawsuit alleges that 2 years, the both brothers wore Let's Go Brandon sweatshirts to the middle school in Howard City, but the assistant principal and the teacher ordered the students to remove the shirts. According to the lawsuit, the assistant principal told one of the boys that his sweatshirt was equivalent to the F word. So this is interesting because, you know, when I went to school, there really was a lot of politics. I mean, I remember when I think I was in the third grade when President Reagan was shot. And I remember us just being frozen and looking at the teacher. And I remember my teacher crying and we were just all in shock. And, you know, what does this mean? And that I don't really remember there being going to school, you know, certain t-shirts or political, I don't remember people wearing Mondale shirts later and, you know, Ronald Reagan or Bush shirt. I just don't, Clinton shirts, I don't remember that. I mean, I know on college campus we had it, but in terms of grade school, George H.W. Bush, I don't really remember seeing things. Now, you might see a peace sign, which is nice. You know, you might see an American flag. That's nice. But I just don't remember in school there being a lot of politics. Well, now we're being very political. We are being very expressive of what we want in society. Rainbows, unicorns, American flags, slogans, MAGA hats, Let's Go Brandon, finish the job. So I don't really know if the average kid is going to be wearing a finish the job shirt for Joe Biden or a MAGA cap for Trump, but we are now very accepting of people being, you know, we're supposed to be very accepting of people wanting to express their political party or express their religion. You know, if they want to wear a cross, if they want to wear a Mugging David, if they want to wear, you know, a head covering. There's a kippah, a yarmulke. If they want to wear a Jewish word for it, but I want to get the image. Just Islamic head covering. These are things that we are now protecting. These are things that are guaranteed under our First Amendment that we could do. But we are now so divided that the schools may be, you know, a hotbed of, you know, bullies and, you know, people beating up anybody that's wearing a MAGA hat or a Let's Go Brandon shirt or a rainbow shirt and it's interesting because, you know, we love our kids being vocal, we love our kids being involved, but I am a little nervous about, where do we go from here? You know, I mean, are we, are people going to, you know, start using the F word or the S word or whatever to describe a president or a political person? Is that distracting in schools? I don't want there to be any limitation of the First Amendment. But I can see things go, you know, completely. We're already kind of struggling with, well, you know, do kids need to have their pants pulled up all the way? Or if a girl's shirt is tight, or if their bra is not covering them appropriately. You know, schools intervene a lot to make sure that, you know, somebody is not going to be a target, or, you know, somebody is dressing appropriately. What are they allowed to do when it comes to words on their... And somebody could say, well, you know what, just don't have words. If there's no words, then they can't be, yeah, but there's also signs and symbols. So it'll be interesting to see where this goes and what, I mean, if this heads to the Supreme Court, can somebody wear a Let's Go Brandon sweatshirt? It just, it's amazing how far we've gone from, you know, the American Revolution and our rights and fighting slavery and to, you know, can we wear a Let's Go Brandon sweatshirt in school? 1-877-DOLLY, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering next ride. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.